It is not that we have too little time. It is that we use a lot of time unwisely. Oh no, I don't have the time for that. Phew. The whole day in meetings, from 9 in the morning until 7 in the evening. Does this ever stop? When will I ever work productively? Have you ever heard sentences like this before? Have you maybe said sentences like these before? Then welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast on Manage Your Time Gobblers with Good Leadership. My name is Stefan, and I hope there is just one little nugget, one little thing for you to think about that's worth your time, finding time and using it more wisely. Because I think that's at the essence of dealing with time. Yes, it seems like time is getting ever scarcer. 20 years ago, money was treated as the most valuable resource in the corporate world. I think nowadays, more and more individuals, teams and companies think and perceive that time is the scarcest resource. It's scarce, so it's about using it wisely. And it reminds me of a sentence, of a wonderful quote I've once read in a hospital nearby. A quote from a wonderful philosopher from Seneca, who already about 2,000 years ago said the sentence, quote, "It is not that we have too little time. It is that we use a lot of time unwisely," unquote. I think a powerful sentence from Seneca, but how do you go about managing your time? How do you go about managing your time gobblers with good leadership? Here I have three simple suggestions for you to think about. 1. Treat time with respect and awareness. Time is the only non-renewable resource in our lives. If I report to you, if you are my Lightwolf and I am reporting to you, I'm running a project for you and I'm sinking it because I'm making one single big mistake. And maybe I'm ruining 100,000 euros. Then I'm sure if I learn well from the mistake and if I figure out how to correct it, I might easily come back to you and recommend to do it again and return 200,000 euros next time when I do it right. However, in contrast to money, which is renewable, time is not. Because once a minute is invested, once a day is invested, it's gone for good. And that matters, also because of stress. Because time is always what's missing when stress occurs. So let's use our time wisely. It's an opportunity, it's a responsibility for you, for me, for everyone to make sure we use our time wisely. And that starts with respecting your own time and the time of others. I'm so proud, I'm so happy for a wonderful man who I'm working with since quite a time, since more than a year, who recently made a significant habit change. He had the habit, like some around him, to be late to meetings, typically being there 3, 4, 5 minutes late. He has stopped this habit. In the last 37 in a row, which I think is quite a remarkable achievement to start with, he has been there on time or ahead of time every single time. And that's the result of his choice and some very intensive, not always comfortable, but intensive and effective conversations. In this case, it also contained some work around individual leadership. So if you are interested to get support on a one-on-one basis, maybe for a longer period of time, to turn yourself into the Lightwolf, into the leader you will and want to become, then please drop an email or go into the show notes here on the podcast, book a call for you and me on Calendly. And very soon we might be starting to solve your biggest leadership challenges on the phone. So my tip number one on how to manage your time gobblers with good leadership is treat time with respect and awareness. Number two, give your employees responsibility for their own time. We should not say and we should not accept around us, "Sorry, I didn't have the time." We should consciously say, "I prioritize the investment of my most precious resource, my time, into certain areas. And I didn't invest it into this particular one. So I have invested my time into things that I deemed even more important than this one." So I think that's the attitude we should promote. I think another way of managing time gobblers affects meetings, an area where some leaders say, "After I have accepted all the meetings I am expected to attend, easily 60% of my day is gone, which is a hell of a lot." Yeah? So use meetings wisely. Never attend a meeting without a goal or an agenda. Don't invite everyone who would like to be there, but only as few participants as truly necessary to achieve the goal of the meeting and to take the decision that you want to take. Timing. I suggest let's not time meetings for 60 minutes. This is just old habits. Let's time them for 45. Why? Because if we time them for 45 minutes only, we will have 15 minutes between meetings to either change rooms or just download the first one and get a simple quick action done, prepare for the next one and maybe see the bathroom or have a cup of coffee to be fresh and relaxed before the next meeting starts on the full hour. So why do we time meetings for 60 minutes? Maybe 45 will do. And if we time them for 30, maybe 20 will do. And if they are well prepared, experience shows that's more than enough time. Filter and empowerment. Allow your staff to leave meetings when their contribution is complete. Why should they continue sitting in the room just because the meeting continues? If their contribution is complete, allow them to leave. Finally, decision making. One of the biggest time drains in the corporate world. Let's make sure that in preparing meetings, where the purpose is to take decisions, that these meetings are prepared well. The decisions are well framed. The decision making is well prepared. If you need business cases, they are there. They are complete. They are as strong as reasonably useful for the decision to take. And then in the meeting, check the assumptions, hear the options, understand the recommendation, and then make a choice if you are the one to make a choice. And if in rare circumstances you really do feel that you have one big question that's still not answered enough to take the decision, then frame it, ask for one particular piece of information within a short period of time, maximum a week, and then take the decision. And I think it's also important for leaders like you and me to change our mindset. 20 years ago and in the old days, it was important that every decision taken was close to perfection. Nowadays, I think this is wrong. It's better to be fast than perfect. Yeah? And that's the same also within teams, in team effectiveness. There are many elements where teams can be faster and they can be stronger. For instance, by using meetings better, by preparing decisions better, by having clearer roles and responsibilities, by having higher trust in each other's ability to perform. Trust often is the key thing to work on, understanding each other's contribution and not only passively accepting diversity, but actively including other people's point of view. Now, if you feel that your own team or a team around you could be better or faster, then please don't hesitate to contact me. Drop an email to stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com or book us a call for you and me on Calendly, and we'll be on the phone to see how we can help your team be better and faster. So tip number two, how to manage time gobblers, is give your employees responsibility for their own time. And tip number three, avoid redelegation by clarifying objectives and by asking questions. Did you ever hear the term monkey business? That's a half funny but very serious term to describe a situation when someone around you, often your own staff, delegates responsibility up to you, back to you, to make you do the work rather than they themselves. Called the monkey business. Watch out. If people come to you presenting a problem and asking, "Dear boss, what should I do?" Refrain from answering the question. Resist the temptation to speak. My advice? Revert the question and ask, "Thank you for the question. What would you suggest?" And at least in 9 out of 10 cases, maybe many more, you will see that people do have a view. They do have an idea and their proposal is pretty strong. And oftentimes it doesn't take anything else but just confirming their proposal and off you go. And with this seemingly small thing, you have created a big impact. You stopped the monkey business. You gave responsibility back to them and you empowered them to execute their own proposal. So avoid the monkey business. If there is any question you have in terms of fast, practical leadership tools for modern leadership, again, join one of my seminars or stay here in the Lightwolf podcast or book a Calendly call for us and you and I will be on the phone to see how we can evolve your own individual leadership or the one of your team or a group somewhere around in your company. Would be my huge pleasure. So tip number 3, to manage your time gobblers with good leadership, avoid redelegation by clarifying objectives and asking questions. So in a nutshell, here is what I suggest you think about in terms of managing time gobblers in an organization. 1, treat time with respect and awareness. 2, encourage your staff to take responsibility for their own time. And 3, avoid redelegation by clarification and queries. So I hope you enjoyed this quick podcast on time gobblers. I hope you found at least one nugget to refresh and to think about and maybe a little thing to start acting on, because it's when you start acting that you change your own impact. If you like this podcast, please feel free to subscribe it and we'd be very, very happy if you gave us a written feedback in just 1 or 2 sentences. And if there is any question on strategy or leadership that is relevant to you, but has not been answered in any of the previous Lightwolf podcasts, then please be so kind as to drop me a note in the feedback or drop me an email to stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com. Maybe your question becomes the title of one of the next Lightwolf podcasts. I hope you've enjoyed it. I really thank you very, very much for your time and I look forward to being in touch with you again very soon. Thank you. Your Lightwolf Stefan.